For the 10th time in its 76-year history, the SAT-1 is being modified by the College Board. Among the changes, a new section called the SAT Writing Exam. It will consist of multiple-choice grammar questions and a written essay. The grading of essay questions is obviously more subjective than grading multiple-choice questions. For a measure of how subjective it might be, we turn to Becky Francis of the University of North London in England. She is the lead researcher on a new study on the grading of essay questions. Becky Francis, how did you go about studying how essays are graded?
Well, we were looking at essay grading at undergraduate level, and we sent sample essays to 100 lecturers, 50 male and 50 female lecturers, and asked them to apply the grades that they would normally use when marking essay papers. And we found only 50% agreement among those lecturers when applying those grades.
You mean that a given essay, when read by 100 different graders, might be given the same grade by about half of them?
Exactly, yes.
How many grades do you have for the essays?
There are 5 grades. In Britain, we call them classes, so ranging from first class, which is the equivalent of an A grade, down to a third class, and then a fail.
Well, I mean, did you actually have many papers that were graded the equivalent of an A by some and an F by others, or was most of the difference one grade apart?
It never happened that we had a fail and a first class. But we did have almost that diversity. On a number of occasions, we had what we call upper second class, which would be equivalent of a B, and third class or fails. Quite often, there might be diversity just, you know, as you say, by one grade or perhaps two grades, but it really did go all the way to the extremes as well.
Now, what I found most interesting in reading about this study is the differences you found between grading by women graders and by men graders.
Yeah. We found that there was actually similarity in the grades given, but the reasons for giving those grades were really quite different. In terms of their priorities, men lecturers tended to focus on issues around argument in the student essays. They wanted assertive, rigorous, and consistent arguments, whereas female lecturers tended to focus more on the levels of effort that had gone into the essays, and also were quite concerned with signposts in essays, you know, good structure, awareness of the reader, and presentational aspects.
But I gather the big news for students writing essays in Britain is the most important thing, no matter who is grading you, is style.
That's absolutely right. Students think they're being graded purely on the content of their work, or certainly that that will be prioritized, whereas in fact, achieving an academic writing style is much more important to the lecturers. And students are very often unaware of the rules of the game in academic writing and are really suffering because of this.
So the student who sits down and starts writing from the heart and very personally, in a first-person way, might
Absolutely.
Be out of the ballgame just on style right there.
Absolutely. That would be problematized by the majority of lecturers, and our study has found that as well.
Did your study find that this is so subjective, the grading of essays, that it goes beyond a measurement of skill or effort or mastery of the subject to luck as to who's grading you?
One of our the news headlines here about our findings called the examination process a lottery, and we really feel that lecturers ought to be talking to one another more and looking at the process that they use in applying grades and the values that they have in order to make a more fair system and better parity for students.
Well, Dr. Francis, thank you very much for talking with us today.
That's great. Thank you.
Becky Francis is at the Institute for Policy Studies in Education at the University of North London. She is the lead researcher on a study of the grading of undergraduate essays in England.